Growing up UU means in ninth grade, I knew more about birth control than I did algebra. Growing up UU means that when Dumbledore came out and my science teacher was gay, it was no big deal. It means that when my public school math teacher told us he wished we had a student named John in the class to complete the string of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I was suddenly suspicious of everything he ever said.
On occasion, people have asked me how long I've been Unitarian Universalist. I usually answer all of my life and move on, but I can't help thinking that the question alludes to the fact that for many people, they have not been Unitarian Universalist their entire lives. There exist a set number of days and months for which they have been Unitarian Universalist, and becoming UU was a conscious decision for them. For me, I have no idea at what point in my toddlerhood I became a UU, but it for sure was not a decision I made. Of course, this is a marvelous thing. I am so glad to have grown up attending this church. I love this faith community and wouldn't change my experience for the world. But what does it mean to grow up UU?
Growing up UU means wondering why you'd ever be talking about religion in an elevator.
What is it like, and how does it differ from coming to Unitarian Universalism at an older age? For many people, this religion serves as an escape from a creedal one. One that taught you what to believe with no room for questions or doubts. But for me, there was never a dogma to run from or rigid beliefs to flee. This was certainly a great way to be brought up, but growing up UU did bring its own challenges. Like the intro from the previous reading, one struggle was for identity. What was I supposed to believe? I knew I had the freedom to choose my own beliefs, but for a child trying to learn how to add, subtract, spell, which I'm still working on, figuring out what to believe is a little complex and overwhelming. Another question I wrestled with was, what does it mean to be Unitarian Universalist? And heck, what do the words Unitarian Universalist mean? I had a difficult time understanding what Unitarian Universalism is, which made it hard to express my religion to others and hard to figure out what it meant to me. Like the person in the reading, I didn't know how to explain my religion, which often led to comments from friends' parents along the lines of, "Oh, now, sweetie, that's not a real religion." Obviously, that was not nice to hear, but I would just shake it off, because I believed if I could better express what Unitarian Universalism is, then they might have thought twice before saying that. Undoubtedly, these struggles were just minor and those associated with growing up. Every child struggles for identity. Being UU did bring its own unique challenges, but those were easily outweighed by the great opportunities of being a Unitarian Universalist child.
Growing up Unitarian Universalist is amazingly empowering. Not all kids are given the opportunity to explore different beliefs and decide on their own what they think is true. Having the ability to ask questions, doubt concepts, and search for beliefs that resonate with me was an experience that holds unprecedented worth. For a kid who is constantly being told what to do, this freedom of choice is incredibly valuable. I finally had control over important choices. Sure, I had to go to soccer, but I didn't have to believe in God. Being allowed to search for my own beliefs also permitted me to ask the hard questions like, if there is a God, then why is there so much suffering?
The UU principles also served me greatly. They were, and still are, a set of guidelines to base my life on. Their messages have manifested in and guided my religious beliefs in the best way possible, by reminding me the importance of respect and acceptance for everyone, justice, equity, peace, democracy, and community. They have also served as a model for me as I searched for my own values and ethics. I cherish the fact that these principles are those of my faith because they are so kind, loving, and reflect everything I wish the world could be. In addition to those great gifts, I am thankful to have been raised in a religion that preaches love and does not stray into hate. In today's world, it can sometimes be hard to believe that the Bible preaches love and acceptance when I see it being used as a way to justify the opposite. Unitarian Universalism taught me that love and acceptance should have no boundaries. I was never taught to pity or hate others, rather to respect them. I am so grateful to have grown up in a religion that seeks equality and justice, and I am elated to be part of a faith community that values social action and works to make the world a better place. Growing up Unitarian Universalist, undoubtedly shaped the person I am today. I feel that living the UU principles since childhood played a large part in what makes me want to dedicate my life to human and civil rights work. Who knows if I would have chosen that life path without Unitarian Universalism? So much of what I've learned here, mostly through the religious education program, has had a great influence on me. The Our Neighboring Faith curriculum taught me to respect all religions, and the Our Whole Lives program, or OWL, taught me the importance of reproductive justice, just to name a few.
I remember being asked if there is a God, what would they look like? I remember learning about Judaism, Passover, and Moses. I remember the art projects and how satisfying peeling dried glue off my fingers was. I remember the houses of worship we visited in neighboring faiths and how every place was different yet had the same purpose. Growing up UU means I never had to shame myself for being myself. Every Sunday there'd be this place where everyone was different and it was okay. Being a Unitarian Universalist taught me the guidelines to life. It taught me to think for myself and determine what I believe is right and wrong. I have learned to question everything. Leaving high school, you realize the world is a much bigger place than previously imagined. Suddenly you're thrust into a new world surrounded by new people, and you get to choose who you're going to be, what you're going to be. Growing up Unitarian Universalist means taking our faith into the world. As Unitarian Universalists, we do not have missionaries, nor should we given the historical context. Justice, however, free thought, and self-determination are universal concepts that we, as UUs, are capable of spreading. Love costs us nothing to give. Radical acceptance of one another can only help us in the long run, and who are we if we do not practice what we preach? In a world with 7.3 billion people, belief is subjective, and what holds us together are the individual connections we make. At some point, you stop growing up, and you start growing into the things around you. Growing into Unitarian Universalism requires action. Let us feed the homeless. Let us provide education that ignites the human spirit. Let us protest hate and seek solutions so that it will not be too late for our grandchildren. Let us respond morally and ethically to a troubled world, and let us do even more. Being a Unitarian Universalist means we do not agree on the who or the what, but we can agree the time is now.
There are so many things that I can easily list off as being perks of being UU. The sense of community, from youth group to having friends of all ages, the ability to join groups and committees, the emphasis on social justice, but I feel like this is just the top layer of the big homegrown UU cake that is my life. The bottom layer is filled with love, empowerment, liberty, freedom, and justice, because that is what growing up UU gave me. I know that wherever I go in this great big world, there will be a community for me, and I know that here, I found a family within a community, because without you and without this church and this religion, I don't know who I would be.